Welcome to Morning Prayer on Wednesday, the 26th of August. O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
O Lord, our Governor, how glorious is your name in all the world.
Your majesty above the heavens is praised, out of the mouths of babes at the breast.
You have founded a stronghold against your foes, that you might still the enemy and the avenger.
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have ordained.
What are mortals that you should be mindful of them, mere human beings that you should seek them out?
You have made them little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honour.
You have given them dominion over the works of your hands and put all things under their feet.
All sheep and oxen, even the wild beasts of the field,
the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatever moves in the paths of the sea.
O Lord, our Governor, how glorious is your name in all the world.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever.
Amen.
Psalm 119.
O deal with your servant according to your faithful love.
Your word is a lantern to my feet and a light upon my path. I have sworn and will fulfil it to keep your righteous judgments. I am troubled above measure. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept the freewill offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments.
O deal with your servant according to your faithful love.
My soul is ever in my hand. Yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your commandments. Your testimonies have I claimed as my heritage forever, for they are the very joy of my heart. I have applied my heart to fulfil your statutes, always, even to the end.
O deal with your servant according to your faithful love.
I hate those who are double-minded, but your law do I love. You are my hiding place and my shield, and my hope is in your word. Away from me, you wicked, I will keep the commandments of my God. Sustain me according to your promise, that I may live, and let me not be disappointed in my hope.
O deal with your servant according to your faithful love.
Hold me up, and I shall be saved, and my delight shall be ever in your statutes. You set at naught those who depart from your statutes, for their deceiving is in vain. You consider all the wicked as dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments.
O deal with your servant according to your faithful love.
I have done what is just and right. O give me not over to my oppressors. Stand surety for your servant's good. Let not the proud oppress me. My eyes fail with watching for your salvation and for your righteous promise. O deal with your servant according to your faithful love and teach me your statutes.
O deal with your servant according to your faithful love.
I am your servant. O grant me understanding, that I may know your testimonies. It is time for you to act, O Lord, for they frustrate your law. Therefore I love your commandments above gold, even much fine gold. Therefore I direct my steps by all your precepts, and all false ways I utterly abhor.
O deal with your servant according to your faithful love.
O God, save us from ourselves, from double standards and divided hearts, and give us light and life in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. For I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand,
and afterwards receive me with glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory.
Let us pray this prayer by Debbie Przybylski. Gracious Father, as we begin a new day, help us to engage your will with a reckless faith. Teach us to trust in you and help us grow in righteousness. Heavenly Lord, give us the courage to step out in faith this day. Fill our hearts with your Spirit and let us speak your words with pride. Amen. Lord, help me to live this day quietly, easily, to lean on your great strength, trustfully, restfully, to wait for the unfolding of your will, patiently, serenely, to meet others peacefully, joyfully, to face tomorrow confidently, courageously. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.